From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump insists his move to ban the entry of people from seven countries is not a Muslim ban. It's not about religion, it's about terror and keeping the U.S. safe. He signed the directive Friday, putting a hold for 90 days on issuing visas until a policy review is complete. Ryan Priebus is his White House chief of staff.
This is something that 75-80% of Americans out there agree with. We don't want people that are traveling back and forth to one of these seven countries that harbor terrorists to be traveling freely back and forth between the United States and those countries.
The order covers people from Iran, Sudan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Libya, and Somalia. A federal judge issued an order Saturday barring the deportation of those detained under the executive action at U.S. airports with valid visas. Mr. Trump's action has been called into question by some U.S. lawmakers, including fellow Republican Senator John McCain.
I think the effect will probably, in some areas, give ISIS some more propaganda.
Meanwhile, tens of thousands rallied in U.S. cities and airports against the order. Including this protest in Washington, there were protests in several major cities, the policy criticized by a number of world leaders. Iran's foreign minister called it an insult to the Islamic world. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization warned Sunday with as little as one quarter the expected rainfall received. Widespread drought conditions in the Horn of Africa have intensified, leaving over 17 million in crisis and emergency food insecurity in Djibouti, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Kenya, Somalia, South Sudan, Sudan, and Uganda. At least five killed at a mosque in Quebec City, at least two arrested, although a witness said up to three gunmen were involved. This is VOA News. Syrian government forces recaptured all towns and villages in the Wadi Barada Valley near Damascus, a vital water source that has been disrupted by fighting with rebels. Local governor Ala Ibrahim said maintenance workers are trying to repair the damage to water supplies, providing most of the city's drinking water. He said workers are making repairs around the clock. The capture of Wadi Barada, another blow to the rebel cause, coming weeks after the recapture of all of the city of Aleppo by Syrian and allied forces. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Sunday voiced support for moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Mr. Netanyahu said his position has always been the U.S. Embassy should be in Israel's capital, Jerusalem. But such a move would, according to Palestinians, jeopardize the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Currently, no country has an embassy in Jerusalem. Socialist politician Benoît Hamon won his party's ticket to stand in the two-round French presidential election in April and May, easily beating former Prime Minister Manuel Valls. His chances of victory depend on overcoming some obstacles, including uniting a divided political left, surviving the challenges against conservative candidate François Fillon and National Front hopeful Marine Le Pen. Tens of thousands rallied in Romania Sunday against a government plan to decriminalize certain offenses and pardon convicts seen as undermining an anti-corruption campaign. The government also wants to pardon convicts with sentences less than 5 years and reduce other sentences to ease overcrowding. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte said his controversial war on drugs will continue despite the killing of a South Korean businessman. Ji Ik-ju was strangled to death by anti-drug officers on the grounds of the National Police Headquarters. Hundreds gathered Sunday in Chinatown here in Washington to celebrate the Chinese Lunar New Year, including Parade Marshal Tom Fong.
Today is the Super Bowl for Chinatown. This is where we make that exclamation point. We're here, America. We're taking all the good stuff up. We're celebrating the New Year. We're ushering the Year of the Monkey out, and we're bringing it back here with fire and the Red Rooster.
People of Chinese descent in Washington and around the world celebrate the Year of the Rooster. Millions are expected to take part worldwide in festivities that will last 2 weeks. Swiss tennis star Roger Federer Sunday defeated Spaniard Rafael Nadal in a marathon five-set match to win the Australian Open in Melbourne. Federer captured his 18th Grand Slam title. Meanwhile, Saturday, American Serena Williams defeated her sister Venus in straight sets. She now has 23 Grand Slam titles. That's a record. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.